This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be listening to Arthur Foote's A Night Piece. Foote was part of the Boston Six, which sounds like a crime ring, but was actually an informal group of composers active around Boston at the turn of the 20th century. At the time, American classical music was very much in the shadow of European classical music. The U.S. was seen as too young a place to have its own art or music, and so many looked across the water for inspiration. While the Boston Six had many European influences, they were some of the first American composers to chart a slightly different course and move their music in a direction away from those trends in Europe. Although Foote traveled extensively throughout his life, the majority of his training was in the U.S., which was also unique, and he earned a master's degree in music at Harvard, which was the first of its kind awarded in the entire country. Foote came along at a particularly opportune time in Boston music history. New England Conservatory was founded in 1867 when he was just in his teens and provided him with an excellent musical education. And then in 1881, when Foote was just starting to gain recognition as a composer, the Boston Symphony Orchestra was founded, and his music featured heavily in their programs alongside the European masters like Beethoven and Brahms and Wagner. Boston in the late 1800s had an extraordinarily wealthy upper class who were very much willing to pay for cultural and artistic endeavors, and it had a rich scene in classical music. The Boston Symphony, for example, was run and funded by one man, its founder, who made up any deficit between the costs and the ticket revenues himself. Despite the support he found at home, Foote's music didn't really catch on abroad. A showcase concert of American composers at the 1889 World Expo in Paris was greeted with a patronizing response. The reviews all mentioned the similarities between the Americans' music and that of the continent, painting the music as more imitation than inspiration. Foote himself was never able to make a full-time living from his compositions, and he spent most of his life as a piano teacher and a church organist. Still, he and his colleagues paved the way for future composers to present a uniquely American style of music. This piece, A Night Piece, fits its title well, an atmospheric work for string quartet and flute. The flute is front and center for most of the piece, functioning as a sort of solo instrument, but the strings get their moments to shine as well. And this is actually an arrangement for string orchestra and flute, giving it a fuller-bodied sound than the original chamber work. Here's A Far Cry along with Paula Robeson on the flute with Foote's A Night Piece.
Thank you.
It's a piece that was first premiered on a spring evening, and it really does sound like the perfect accompaniment to a spring or summer's night. Thanks to A Far Cry and Paula Robeson, along with the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston, for putting that up on the web. You can check out a ton more of their recordings at gardnermuseum.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and next week for your classical break, we'll be listening to Beethoven, C.P.E. Bach, and we'll start things off with Elgar's Introduction and Allegro. I'll see you then.